We're back here on Rochester Speaks this morning. I am John Gehring, joined by the executive director over at the Bethany House. Her name is Miranda Sherry. And Miranda, I'm so excited to have you on this morning with me. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Miranda, you over at the Bethany House, you do a lot of great things here for our community. For those unaware of what the Bethany House is, could you talk a little bit about what you do?
Absolutely. So Bethany House has been established since 1977. So we are going on our, 46th year of service. It was originally founded under the Catholic Worker Movement as a house of hospitality. So in more layman terms, a homeless shelter for women and their children. But we see ourselves as more than just a shelter. In fact, we often don't even use the term shelter. We do see ourselves as a temporary home for women in need. And we also operate a food pantry and a community closet 3 days a week. Mostly we just see ourselves there as a support to the community and as a support, especially to the women in the community, and their families. The thought is a sense of dignity, a sense of support, and kind of wraparound service as they set themselves back up for success. We know that, all sorts of things can come along in life to knock somebody down and need that extra help. And our kind of stance on it, if you will, is you shouldn't have to jeopardize your own dignity for that. There's no reason why getting help shouldn't feel good. So that's kind of our premise, if you will. So like I said, we've been in operation for 46 years. A little tidbit I do like to share about Bethany House is that up until after the pandemic, we were almost completely volunteer-based. Unfortunately, the pandemic, like it did with many organizations, caused us to kind of restructure and look at what needs we had, as well as kind of what was available to us. As you can imagine, a lot of our volunteer base was aging, or had aging parents that they needed to take care of. So we have switched to a paid model. But one of the ways that we really find that to be special and even a contribution to our mission is that we often are hiring past guests of the house or individuals who have had very similar experience to those that are staying in the house. So we're pretty excited, but it has caused a little bit of a transition, if you will, for how
Sure.
our services are delivered. And as you can imagine, one of the places that that really makes the biggest difference is in our budget. Going from completely volunteer-based to going to salaries does cause our budget to be quite different looking than it was a couple of years ago. So we're always excited for opportunities, whether it's strictly just a, monetary donation or in-kind services, even volunteer services that help the house stay afloat and keep us kind of chugging along on our mission.
Yeah, that's great. And there's so much need in the Rochester community. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, you guys are really the only ones who focus on women and their children and that area of the population. Is that something that you found is really a niche that you guys are filling that nobody else really is?
Yeah, I mean, there are organizations out there that are certainly serving women and children in certain capacities, including housing. But one of the areas that we kind of fit in that others don't is, unlike many shelters and services, we don't ask for any monetary contribution from DHS. So we're not collecting for bed nights. We do this for very many reasons, but one of the real benefits there is that we can take women who may be sanctioned from DHS services. We can take women who are working but might not feel that they can afford the bed night stay at another shelter. We also, being able to focus on women and children rather than families as a whole or individuals often, is that we kind of pride ourselves being somewhere that would feel comfortable to bring your child. So again, going back to that kind of homey hospitality feel. So again, the many great organizations out there in which we also pair up with, but the need is always ongoing. Unfortunately, there's always more requests than there is space.
Yeah, but so, you know, certainly you're limited to a certain extent with your space, but I know you have unlimited potential for financial contributions and even volunteer services. If someone wants to help out, this is really something, a passionate cause they'd like to help with. How can they get in touch with Bethany House?
Absolutely. So we do have a website, www.bethanyhouseroc.ny, as in Rochester, New York, .org, as well as you can always call our building, which is 585-454-4197. Our office hours are 8:30 to 4:30. And really, when it comes to helping out, that can look kind of the opportunities are endless, as you mentioned. We have had individuals who will purchase groceries on our behalf and either deliver themselves or use something like Instacart. I always thought that was really clever, but we do have that comes in sometimes. We're always taking in-kind donations, especially those things like toiletries, because while we do support the women and children in our house completely, we also are trying to support the community through food pantry and the community closet. We often will have individuals who are homeless, whether because they don't feel shelter is right for them, or they're in between shelters or in between homes, that will they know they can come to us, and we will always offer a hot meal. We will offer some of those toiletries and hygiene products, and when we can, we offer warm clothes, especially during these winter months.
Talking with Miranda Sherry of the Bethany House. And I think it's really important to go back to the overall purpose and why you do what you do. And this is important because you and I know others who are a part of this organization or have been in the past devote so much time and energy into your cause. And I know it started as a faith-based organization, and there's still certainly some element of that in it as well. But ultimately, for you personally, why do you put so much effort into helping the less fortunate?
It sounds so much more gallant than it is, honestly. You get just as much as you put in. We joke often that if you've entered the doors of Bethany House, you're family and you'll always be welcome back. But it's true. In fact, we have a lot of guests who have stayed at Bethany House and then choose to become employees or volunteer their services or just sometimes come back to visit. We have interns who their internship semester ends and they're requesting to see if they can be with us again. Same with volunteers. It's definitely one of those places where you feel the community. It's really kind of the premise of how it was founded to begin with. And it's one of the things that we feel is so special about Bethany House, especially being right in the heart of that group, 14621. So we're right on Joseph Avenue. And sometimes areas in a city that are considered maybe the, not the nicest, or maybe are less safe, you really find some of the gems and the true treasure of the city right there, if you give it some time. And we feel that's true in Bethany House for sure.
Is there an example of maybe a woman or a family that you've been able to help who have gone on to just do unbelievable things, and you can really credit it as a partly anyway to your generosity and you helping them?
As I mentioned, we have guests who, for whatever reason, they, needed to stay with us and then have come back and found themselves asking to donate time, or even sometimes, they donate items as well. One of my favorite kind of success stories is our house manager, Quinay. She's an amazing tribute to what a place like Bethany House can do for a family. She herself was a guest, and then came back and was volunteering her time, was then asked to come on as an employee, and then was asked to come on as the house manager. She, I think, is such a tribute to what happens when women get the support that they need, because a woman doesn't just support herself. She supports her children and she supports her community. Quinay embodies what it means to give selflessly. And any ounce of energy or, kind of resources that you put into people like Quinay, it comes out double at least. So she's my favorite, but we've got quite a few. I've just knowing that they're doing better, they're achieving goals, and sometimes even being able to come back and be in a position to help others within the house.
Rewarding work for sure. Miranda Sherry over at the Bethany House, we thank you for your time this morning, and we really thank you for what you do here in our Rochester community.
Yeah, thank you so much.